Welcome to Moving Forward for Life with Rosita. Discover your way home. You know, one thing that is constant in life is there will always be change. And changes could be buying or selling a home, the loss of a loved one, marriage, divorce, it goes on. But when you find yourself on a new path, whether planned or unexpected, what you know is home is shaken or shattered. So this is clear. How you process a change will impact the trajectory of your life. Moving Forward for Life with Rosita starts now. Hi, and welcome to Moving Forward for Life with Rosita, Discover Your Way Home. I'm Rosita M. Perez. I am your self-discovery coach, and I partner with you to help you determine what you need to come home. And home being the core of who you are, who you were meant to be. My show focuses on topics related to self-discovery, all with a goal to help you move forward in a life that you desire. Our topic today is, are you happy with you? I pause for a second because I really want to stop and have us just take a moment to let that sink in. Are you happy with you? Now, this is a question many of us do not ask ourselves, but why not? I'm guessing the answer is going to be, we're too busy. Life is too busy. There's work, there's school, there's friends, there's church, there's the kids and the activities for the kids. And usually there's no time for you. Sometimes doesn't it feel like we are a hamster on a hamster wheel? The thing is, how can we be happy with self when most of us don't even know who we are? We don't take the time to find out what we need, what we want out of life. And many people call this self-care, learning to find out who we are. And some people call it selfish. But what's the difference? Let me name a couple of self-care and selfish traits so that you understand as well, okay? So let's start with self-care. A lot of people call that self-love. That is when you care for others without sacrificing yourself. Where in the selfish category, you're only concerned about yourself. Another self-care trait is you are concerned for yourself and others. Well, selfish folks, they don't care about anybody. They just want what they want, when they want it, and they focus on their own needs. So those are a couple of examples. You can look it up on Google because there's a ton of information, right? And yes, I know the term self-care is thrown around a lot today. But I believe it's for good reason. I know when I was growing up, there was no such thing as self-care. And so what happened is I ended up always taking care of others and putting myself last. And that has its own negative effects that we'll get into in a little bit. Let's say that you do choose to invest in yourself and implement some sort of self-care. It will definitely take some balance, but I believe the end result will be positive and beneficial to everyone around you, including yourself. Let me share a couple of quotes that may drive this home for you. Now, this quote from Katrina Mayer, she's a writer, a motivational speaker, and an interfaith minister. She says, loving yourself isn't vanity, it's sanity. I can tell you that that is completely true. When you learn to love yourself in a healthy way, I'm not talking about narcissism, but when you love yourself in a way that is healthy, your choices are different. How you see things are differently. Your mindset is completely different. Now, here's another quote from Mandy Hale, who is a New York Times author. She wrote the book, The Single Woman, Life, Love, and a Dash of Sass. I love that. She says, it's not selfish to love yourself, take care of yourself, and to make your happiness a priority. It's a necessity. I totally agree with that. We'll get into that a little bit more. I was going to go into an example, but I'm going to share that in a little bit. When we do not take care of self, we will wear down quickly. And because we are unaware how to replenish ourselves, we will run dry. At that point, there is nothing left to give. You might notice that your attitude changes. You have some resentment. You're frustrated. You just have a bad attitude. Once you are in a dry place, we are unable to take care of anyone, including ourselves. And in that case, every single person around us loses. Let me give you two examples of this. You know how you go travel and you're on the plane and the flight attendant says, okay, here's where the mask is. And if something should happen, you want to put the mask on yourself first before you put it on your children. The reason for that is if you put the mask on your child first, you're probably not going to survive. And then how are they going to figure things out? So we have to take care of self first so we can take care of others. The other example that I have is, I want you to picture a water fountain, right? You might have one in your backyard. You might see it at a business that you go to, but basically water goes in, feeds through the channels to get to the top of the waterfall. And then that beautiful water comes down and makes it a beautiful waterfall. That is the same premise, right? We feed ourselves, do things that are self-care, that replenishes the water in us, goes through all the systems. And then what comes out, what the end result is that beautiful waterfall. And it keeps continually going because we learn how to feed our self-care, take care of ourselves, and then we can give to others. Does that make sense? Eleanor Brown, who is an inspirational writer focusing on things like compassion for others and self-care, says, self-care is not selfish. You cannot serve from an empty vessel. And that's what I've been talking about. When we don't know how to replenish that part of us that gives so much, it runs dry. We will be an empty vessel. And we cannot give from a dry place because, well, we can give, but it will be attitude, resentment, frustration. It's not going to be good for anybody. So you want to understand what it is you need to replenish yourself, to take care of yourself so that you can give from a place of love. Listen, when you are happy with you and have the ability to replenish yourself, everyone benefits, especially you. Okay. So is it time to ask yourself, am I happy with me? Is it time? If you have come to a point in your life where you are just tired of the mess, whatever mess means to you. Maybe you feel like you are just existing in life and you know there's more, but you have no idea where to find it or how to get there. I'd like to share with you a little of what happened when I asked myself, am I happy with me? I lived like that for decades, doing the same thing over and over, doing the rinse and repeat, right? Reacting the same way, getting the same results. I just got tired of being in my mess. And so I made a commitment to me that I was going to make a change in my life. Had no idea how to get there, no understanding of what needed to be done. What I found out is I had to start with a shift in my mindset that was imperative. I had to get in my mind, body, and spirit that I want to be happy with who I am. I want to be my authentic, true self. Now, mind you, this took a lot of work. It's a lot of pruning, a lot of digging deep, trying to understand who I was, who I am, who I want to be, what things I need to get rid of in my life. It was a lot. It took some time. This is not a quick fix. It is important that you commit to yourself. Now, after I started changing my mindset, eventually I had to sit down and have a heart-to-heart with myself. Get a notepad, get ready to, you know, put some praise music on for me and or classical music, whatever it is that you need to kind of set your mind on just in a meditative state. Then I had to ask myself these questions. Am I ready to commit to me, to my self-care? Now, let me give you an example, but this is not related to self-care, but it was related to making a commitment to myself. I knew I wanted to go back to school, get my degree. I also knew how much work that was going to be. 4 years of total shift in my social life, constant studying, always taking tests for the next 4 years. So honestly, it took me 2 years to sign up to go back to school, but then I got it done. So the commitment, however long it'll take for you, it will take. Everybody has a different process. There's not a what do I call that, template that you have to follow. Everybody has a different purpose. Everybody has a different life, different thought process. We are all unique. Second thing I had to do was ask myself, will I carve out the time to learn me, to study me? I figured it's like school. I was in school for 6 years. Because I decided to go back to school and get my graduate degree, but it is commitment. I committed to going to school. I've committed to volunteer work, all sorts of things, committed to people. It's time to commit to me. So I did carve out time. I did learn me, and I'm still learning me, and I'm studying me. The third thing is, I knew that on my own, I had not been successful of learning how to give to myself and love me. And personally, I needed to grab a hold to a higher power to help me. For me, it's God, and it has been God, and it's been a tremendous help. That was my higher power. However you choose, again, this is your choice of how you can move forward in this number three. Number four. Oh, this one, this is time where you dig deep. Number four is take inventory and write a list. A, what things are holding you back? You want to move forward. You have a desire to move forward, but what is holding you back? And put some thought into that. And it's not a, you know, one time sit down and answer the question. It's taking some time to really dig deep. What things are holding you back? Letter B, understand what a toxic person is. Do some research on that. Plenty of material online. And are toxic of people in your life? How are they affecting your peace? So three-part question in that. Find out what a toxic person is. Do you have toxic people in your life? And how are they affecting your peace? Then letter D. Do you know how to master your emotions? Let me tell you that Decade per decade, I've gotten so much better. But in my younger years, I had some childhood wounds and I reacted like I was always on the defense. I was always ready to snap back with my words and got pretty good at it. But it didn't give me the life that I wanted. And I didn't learn that until decades later. So I encourage you to just watch your emotions. Like, what are your triggers? What really sets you off? And then from there, dig even deeper. Why did that set you off? Where's the root of that? The last one is, are you aware of your distinct beauty, your value? If you're not aware, there's plenty of programs out there. There's plenty of educational, YouTubes, everything. Start investing in you. Now, my journey took a lot of courage because, like I say, I was doing the same thing, rinse and repeat for decades. Opening up and facing my wounds to heal was tough. It was really feeling that pain again, but with a purpose to heal. And it has been worth it. I did my work and I chose me. I now can say and answer the question, I am happy with me. I stand comfortably in who I am. And is there perfection? Heck no. I know and have accepted that I am not perfect. And I give myself grace when I fail, because most of the time when I fail, I'm failing forward. I'm learning something about me that I didn't know. Or I'm learning something about life that I just deceived myself from for a long time. Again, that's a mindset shift, right? We're going to fail. That's just a given. So how are you going to process it when you do fail? Look at it as you're failing forward. You're not going backwards. You're not getting stuck. You're failing forward. Does that make sense? From my experience, I've gained a passion to help other women through self-discovery to self-love. I've created several materials that I've learned through my journey to help you on your journey as well. And I developed a signature group coaching program to help you. Let me give you a quick overview. I have three bundles. They are called Let Go of Things That Hold You Back, which we talk about personal belongings to let go of, letting go of the need of perfection, letting go of grudges, and what bad habits to let go of so you can thrive. The number two bundle is Maximize Your Emotional Intelligence, Master Your Emotions. This bundle will share ways for you to learn how to shift your emotional state and master your emotions. We talk about ways to immediately change your emotional state, how to master your thoughts. And then there's a worksheet that's going to have you dig even deeper so you really get an understanding of who you are. The number three bundle is Let Go of Toxic People. This is going to share with you the traits of toxic people. If your friend is toxic, if you can fix a toxic relationship, what are the signs of a toxic friend and a romantic relationship? And most importantly, the ways that toxic relationship will harm you, will abuse you, these toxic relationships. I also have a group signature program, and I'm limiting it to four women only, and it's called Discover Your Beauty. This group coaching program is for you if you are exhausted and feel stuck. You want more out of life. You've lost you, and you want her back. That's how I felt. I want her back. And you want to know how to move forward. The purpose of this group coaching program is to bring awareness and empower you. You are an individual, and learning your uniqueness will bring clarity, self-love, and the ability to learn how to stand comfortably in who you are. Month one, we'll talk about unlocking the blocks that hold you back. That's a whole 4 weeks. Month two, we'll talk about unpacking your distinct beauty and doing a deep dive into who you are. Another 4 weeks. Month three, we are going to put everything into perspective. You'll create a plan with SMART goals. Create a plan to move forward into a life you desire. Included in your group coaching package is 12 weeks. Once a week we meet. You'll get 2 one-on-one coaching sessions with me. You'll have worksheets for greater awareness. And a gift from me to you is a 46-page digital journal, Discover the Beauty in You. Regular price for my group coaching program is $1,500, but my holiday price is $375. Also, with any purchase of a bundle or the group coaching, you will get the free ebook, Who Are You? Find Greater Success. I love this ebook. It's really going to help you dig deep to find your passion, understand how trauma influences your life, and gives you awareness into you. Each bundle comes with audios, webinar, ebook, and the free ebook. Again, the regular bundles are $125, but for the holiday price, it will be $37. I hope that this information was informative and motivates you to ask yourself, are you happy with you? Not just ask yourself, but move to the next level. Find the answer. Find out who you are. Take time for you. I invite you to go to my website, take a look at the holiday specials and the group coaching program. Also, schedule a free clarity call with me. That way we can talk and see if any of these programs or these bundles are a good fit for you, if coaching is a good fit for you, because it has to land right for you. You can buy this for yourself or give it as a gift to someone. As always, my desire is to bring awareness, let you know that you are not alone. There's plenty of women that have triumphed through the challenges that you may be going through. I partner with you to navigate your path so you can move forward in a life you desire. Remember, choosing the trajectory of your life is within your reach. You have the power. You have the choice to figure out which path you want to go. I leave you with this quote from Maya Angelou. As you grow older, you will discover that you have two hands. One is for helping yourself, and the other one is for helping others. Go to my YouTube channel, Rosita Sells Homes. Listen to this recording and other recordings that I've done. Don't forget to schedule your free clarity call by going to my website at movingforwardforlife.com. Thank you so much for your time, and I will see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to Moving Forward for Life with Rosita, Discover Your Way Home. Through my own personal healing journey, I've come out stronger and braver. I know firsthand how hard, how lonely, and heartbreaking it is to continually live in pain. As we work together, you will discover the good, the bad, and the not so pretty parts of yourself so you can uncover the fabulous in you. Discover what you need to come home, whether that's a physical home or the home in you. Join me every second and fourth Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.